Greetings and salutations, what's goody folk? Welcome back to your Spiritually Logic podcast. Excuse me, brought to you by Soul Driven, Soul Intended, where I am your host, coach, and creator, Bryce Bryson. So we are into episode 2, which is going to be an actual full episode, season 2 for Spiritually Logic. Now, we still have to go back and deal with the previous first episode, which will be continued and concluded in future episodes. But right now, we are going to get on and move forward to the next subject matter as we're being divinely guided and protected by the Holy Spirit of the Most High God. And so I'm being led to talk about and do an episode on energy and exactly what energy is coming from a spiritual perspective. So we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it. This is going to be a lengthy subject matter. And as I go through certain information, I'll try not to dawdle and delay too long. You know, I got the gift of gab inherited from my papa, Marcellus J. Leonard. I honor and revere as a great man and a great example of my hero. All right, so the proponents and practitioners of various esoteric forms of spirituality in alternative medicine refer to a variety of claimed experiences and phenomena as being due to energy or force that defy measurement and thus are distinguished from scientific or from the scientific form of energy. So, what are some of the different types of energy? We have ki, chi, prana, mana. All of the above are considered the life force energy or vital energy. The name is simply down to which belief system one follows. And then we have the soul energy, which is spirituality, again also known as spirit energy. And this is the most subtle type of energy and has a close affiliation with your emotions. And from there we have mental energy, which is the power of the mind, which is one of the biggest factors when it comes to energy levels. If you have mental energy in abundance, it will show us happiness, confidence, focus, and increased willpower, productivity, and motivation. But if you have a negative mindset or a lacking mental energy, it is said that it will lead to low mood, low vibrational resonance, and even, in some cases, anxiety. Where focus goes, energy flows. Okay? So through different belief systems and idealisms, there are differences in the descriptions of energy and how it actually works. Okay? So when we speak about divine energy, the divine energies in God, understood as powers and natural attributes, are actualities precisely in this sense. God does not begin to be creator or begin to be merciful only when the first atoms or the first angels are brought into being, or so it is said. So what does it mean by your energy? A person's energy is a combination of their past, their mindset, their dominant thoughts, and their perception of the world. So sometimes that energy is easily felt, and other times it manifests subtly and subconsciously. Positive, energized people often make you feel safe, happy, and relaxed around them. Now, that statement isn't always necessarily true, and that's coming from the mentalfitnesscompany.com. It's not always true because a lot of times when we are in the energy of being happy, feeling safe and secure within self, self-unconditional love, self-empowerment, if the people around you or around that energy is in like vibration and resonating with that energy, then yes, in those cases, they will feel safe, secure, and comfortable, okay? But there's a polar opposite to that energy that oftentimes serves as a mirror, an energetical mirror reflection to others, because if others are not resonating in that vibration and are on somewhat on a low vibrational frequency, then it's going to trigger them and it's going to cause them to feel uncomfortable. It's going to cause them to feel judged and shameful, whether they are being judged and or shamed or not. Okay, so I definitely don't agree with that statement as a whole, that one will always feel that way. Now, how do you know if you have a strong spiritual energy? There are said to be about 31 clear signs that you have a strong spirit, and I'm going to run through them quickly. One is that you're being true to yourself. You're living and standing in your energetical power. Again, self-unconditional love, self-empowerment, standing in your true authenticity, transparency, gratitude, appreciation, humility, and grace. Okay, that means not looking towards other people to validate who you are or who you should be, or to even tell you who you are or who you should be. Okay? So again, the first one is you're true to yourself. If you have a strong spirit, you live a life that is aligned with your personal values. You'll do this by first taking the time to identify what's truly important to you. You consider what you stand for and what you are willing to protect and fight for at all costs on a soul level. You'll keep these values in mind when making all decisions and make choices aligned with your values, your belief systems. Okay? And if you are on this spiritual, this soul-driven, soul-intended spiritual journey with the Holy Spirit of the Most High God, the Divine Universe, then in this energy, you're going to live a life of peace and harmony. And that's not to be said all the time, because there's always going to be challenges that are meant to teach you lessons. And these lessons are meant to bring you out of karmic cycles, these redundant cycles where you repeat the same thing over and over again because you are continuously doing the same thing over and over again. Okay, and there are some exceptions to these cycles depending on if you're already walking in a high vibrational resonance and frequency to be in alignment with your purpose and design with the Holy Spirit of the Most High God. Next, you're willing to change. Okay, a clear sign of having a strong spirit is always being open to change, being open-minded, not being so closed off from considering other idealisms and other contrasting ideals to what you may already think, feel, or believe, okay? And that's one of my things that I take with the differences between religion and spirituality. With my spiritual beliefs, I don't consider myself to be religious anymore. I was raised as a Christian in a church. I no longer identify with that. And when most people hear that or hear what I do for my spiritual business, they automatically assume, think, or feel that I worship the devil, which I absolutely do not. Okay, they think that I do spell work, which I absolutely do not. They think that I'm evil and have evil intentions and bad intentions, which I absolutely do not. It's actually quite the opposite. I actually do believe in the divine higher power. I do believe in Jesus. That's my best friend. That's my brother. I do take certain things in the Bible, and I do believe them, but I do not believe everything in the Bible, because first it was written by man. Okay, and when something is written by man, it is subject to that author's own interpersonal desires. So for those of you who are my fellow creative writers, we know that when we're telling a story, even if it's a story, an original story, or a story that has been told before, we add and edit certain inflections based on our style of writing. Okay? So, with that said, that's why I do not believe everything in the Bible. Okay? I absolutely believe that Jesus is an ascended or was an ascended master. I do not believe that he is the only way to the divine or to God or the universe or however you want to identify the higher power as. I do not believe that he's the one and only exception to living a full, fulfilled life on a high vibrational frequency. I believe that he is one of many examples given throughout history on the route to go. And when you look at these different ascended masters, such as Jesus, Gandhi, Mother Mary, okay, so on and so forth, they all have different specificities within their beliefs and how to accomplish and to achieve the goal of aligning with your higher self and the universe. But the overall concept is divine love. Okay, being kind to one another. Okay, going within to explore and identify who self really is. And then based on those self-discoveries and spirituality we call shadow work, you then begin to come into a sense of clarity and balance within self. You learn to love yourself unconditionally, and then within that energy, you become self-empowered. And then step by step, you continue to move forward on your spiritual journey. Okay, so that coincides with number two, you're willing to change. Okay, three, you balance self-acceptance with self-improvement. Okay, so I just touched on that. Next. Okay, come on, Holy Spirit, because I did not go through this stuff before recording this episode. So, moving on. You're happy for others. And that's number four, part of your foundation. And four is a number of foundation for me. The foundation, the ground that your belief systems and idealisms are built upon. Okay? And within cartomancy, spirituality, tarot, or whatever, what I'm getting ready to describe would be considered 1333 on the clock. 333, spirit is resonating. That's synchronization. I did a episode on that, season one. Okay, go back if you're not familiar with that. We call a tower moment, okay? So I'll touch on that in a minute. But you're happy for other people, genuinely happy for other people, and you want them to accomplish their goals and be in the best energy possible. Okay? That is key, and it's something that is definitely going to separate the spectrum of energy that an individual is on. Okay, I can honestly, truly say that I want the best for the people that I come in contact with and that I'm around. I don't like to see people in pain. I don't like to see people hurting. I don't like to see people crying or struggling, regardless of what they may have done to me. Even the worst of my betrayers, I don't want to see in pain. I don't really want to see hurt. I just don't want anything to do with that individual. I don't want them anywhere, you know, near me in my life or in my energy field. But that's not to say that I wish ill on them, okay? If you've taken something from me, I want it back. If you've wronged me in a particular way or hurt me in a particular way that didn't require for me to allow it, own up to it. And if you don't, I'm okay with it now because I know who I am. I'm on my healing journey and I don't dwell on the past, okay? But I just had to say that to say that regardless of the circumstances, genuinely happy for other people and want them to be happy. Next up is you bounce back from failure. Lord knows. I'll be 42 in 2 weeks. I've had repetitive cycles, karmic cycles in my life to where the same thing just happened over and over and over and over again. Even now, certain people around me, friends, family, would say that, you know, this is the same situation happening over and over again. But that's outside third party energy looking in. Whereas from my perspective, since the age of 37, when I began my spiritual journey, my true spiritual journey, incidentally, 7 + 3 = 10, 10 is the number of completion, graduating and moving on to a new level, okay, a new beginning, okay. So at the age 37, that occurred, okay. So that's 4 or 5 years ago. Anywho, anyway, that's when I started realizing these patterns, okay. You know, I keep getting in these relationships with these dudes, and it's very toxic. And identifying why I gravitated to those types of energies, those types of relationships, and traced it back. Again, that's a form of shadow work. Okay. Then from then on, I started to realize, okay, this continues to happen in this particular area because I keep doing that, or I keep allowing that. And so that if you learn the lesson, if you recognize the lesson and you learn it and apply it, then you can move on to the next level, the next cycle. Okay. And so it just so happens that due to my purpose and design in this lifetime and what I'm here meant to do in humanitarian energy, to first be of service to myself, to love myself unconditionally, to forgive myself, and to be empowered by my own energy to know who I am, mind, body, and soul, and to know what feeds me and drives me to the best of who I am, regardless of what other people say. Okay? Parents, grandparents, great-grands, whatever. Because most of my life up until that point, I lived based on the approval of others. Yeah, I had my own desires, my own wants, and sometimes in an unhealthy way, a lot of times, I would do those things out of spite. Not because it made me happy, but out of spite, because I wanted to trigger somebody else or invalidate somebody else or prove something to somebody else. At this point, I have nothing to prove to anybody because I'm fulfilled from within and from above. Okay? And with that being said, and that's the only reason, outside of the Holy Spirit of the Most High God, that I'm able to bounce back from failure time and time again. I've bounced back from so many things, from death so many times. I mean, right on the brink of it. From having my own, from making money and having good jobs, I've never, and I say this with the utmost humility, honor, grace, and reverence, and gratitude. I've only worked a grocery store job one time, and I was, 17, still in high school, bagging groceries. I worked at one restaurant, IHOP, and that was because that was the first job that I can get when I moved to Atlanta, taking a leap of faith with only $100 that my papa gave me. All my other jobs have been in offices, call centers. I've been on management. I've been an account manager. Actually, that was the last job that I worked, as an account manager for a cash business. And I was only one of three account managers, a part-time one. My boss was the CEO, and sometimes the financial person. I can't think of their actual title right now, but I reported directly to the boss, okay? So I've had and gone without. I've had my own apartment, townhouse, rented a house, cars that I bought myself or got myself. I didn't get no co-signer or ask nobody to help me pay for it. I went and got it with my own money. Okay, granted, I've only had two cars in my lifetime, but I got them myself. You know what I'm saying? And yes, just as in polar opposite energy and circumstances, I've gone without, been late on my bills, had my utilities shut off, okay, had to stay with people or roommates. I've been homeless twice. And when I say homeless twice, I mean literally on the streets. One time in Atlanta during the winter, and then most recently in LA, Los Angeles, California. Okay. And in betwixt and between all of that, health problems, those near-death experiences, self-identity issues. You know what I'm saying? Am I not? Do I don't? You know? All of that. But are you able to bounce back from that quote unquote failure or karmic cycles or lessons, events that are happening in order to break an illusion or to wake us up to what's going on or what's the root of what's going on? And so, yes, even up until this point, others may say, well, he's still, he's gonna be 42. It's not about time, because time is an illusion. It's about what's being learned throughout that time. And you can't learn everything at one time. That'll be sensory overload. If anybody ever tells you that they know everything and they have nothing else to learn, they're a fool themselves. Because this life is all about learning and applying, finding and maintaining a balance that is subjective to the individual, that will bring clarity, knowledge, divine knowledge and wisdom about self, and quite possibly even the universe, and the wonders of the universe and the Most High. Okay? Because there's levels to all things. Even in the spiritual realm, there is levels. Okay? And so above as below. So can you bounce back from failure, or will you give into it? Okay? Can you bounce back? Can you still move forward? Can you still have genuine love and want the best for people after you've been through the trenches, the jungle, and by yourself? Can you bounce back from failure? And then next up, are you grateful for what you have? And I had to learn that lesson. I still am learning that lesson. I'm a lot better at it now, but are you grateful for what you have? Right now, I'm in my Granny Pooh's house. Getting better, you know what I'm saying? Working on my health, you know? And really, my physical health is really my, I don't want to say, I want to word this properly, Holy Spirit of the Most High, God, lead, guide, and direct me. And I'm not even too much worried about my physical health because I know the promise that the divine, that the Holy Spirit has given me and has shown me about my purpose and design and my destiny for my lifetime. So I know that I am going to live a long, full life, longevity, okay? But I still have to conquer these challenges and apply the lessons learned to these physical challenges that I'm experiencing right now. But as I told my mother a few days ago, regardless of the fact that I was homeless literally on the streets in LA and 11:11 on the clock, 11:11 p.m. Central Standard Time, okay, even though that city wanted me gone because of my intuitive gifts, they felt like I knew too much and knew their secrets and was... Anyway, that's another podcast episode. But as I was telling my mother a few days ago, despite my physical health situation right now and coming fresh off the street, skid row, come on, traveling from LA to Chicago on Greyhound, and that trip was a mess in and of itself, and having to be in families' houses, being depended on them for a little bit, for briefly, I'm in the best time of my life at this moment. I'm happy because, one, I'm grateful, I'm humbled, and I'm appreciative for all of my experiences, because the one thing I can say is that I'm still here, and that at going on 42 years of age, I finally have learned to love myself unconditionally. There were times I did not want to live. I took pills, considered jumping off of 5 points, slit my wrist vertically the correct way to cut the vein and bleed out. Okay, so can't nobody tell me anything about myself, my intentions, and what I'm working towards to generate a legacy for myself and my descendants. Because it's going to happen. One, because I don't need nobody to validate me. You don't understand my spirituality? That's fine. That's your business. Oh, you do? Great. Come on in. You don't like the fact that I do spiritual readings? One, it's 11:13, 33% on my phone. This is numerology I'm getting into now. 111, self-empowerment. 333, spirit is resonating. Okay, so if you don't agree with my belief systems or that I do readings, okay, that's fine. Okay, if you do, that's great as well. But I'm not going to let you tell me that I'm a devil worshiper, because I'm not. My intentions are pure. Okay, so let's go back to gratitude. You're grateful for what you have. Okay, I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head, even though I'm staying with my Granny Pooh. I'm grateful that I can eat every day. I'm grateful for the fact to know that I'm putting in the work right now. I have 2 sole proprietorships, my own businesses, no LLC, 2 businesses that belong to me. Yes, I have to do the work to rebuild them. And I have a podcast with what, damn near audiences in 50 countries. And I'm highly creative. I'm grateful because what I don't have now physically, I got the goods to make. And on that, with that said, we're going to go ahead and take a break, a spiritually logic break, and we're going to go ahead and get into the next segment. And welcome back to Spiritually Logic. I'm your host, coach, and creator, Bryce Bryson. So, when I went on break, I was intending to come back and to get into some more aspects of energy. But during the break, Spirit told me to go ahead and break these aspects of energy up into episodes so that it, one, won't be one long drawn out episode, and two, so that the information on each attribute of energy can be easily accessible and found through the duration of these episodes. So I'm going to go ahead and end this episode with the previous segment, and we'll be back on the next episode with a few more attributes of energy and their descriptions. Okay, so until next time, I love you all unconditionally. Peace. Spiritually Logic.